Joining me now on the Newsmaker line, Minnesota State Representative Mike Weiner. Mike, I understand you are part of a group of legislators that is drafting or has already drafted articles of impeachment against Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. I guess at a high level, Representative Weiner, can you talk to me about where you currently stand in that effort?
Well, thanks for having me on today, and thanks for spreading this message around, because I think this is something very important. You know, where we at right now, we are garnering support. We're talking to other representatives. And really, this process started several months back. It's not an easy process, but between writing the legislation and so forth. And we cannot drop officially as far as legislation until session starts, and that's February 17th. So right now, we're building up support. We're asking other individuals to sign on and explaining the process to anybody that wants to know what we're doing.
There are currently four articles of impeachment that have been drafted or are being drafted. Can you take me through each of those articles of impeachment? I know that and the nexus of them is that they all have to do with the handling of the fraud. But Article 1, is, as I read it specifically, alleges that Governor Tim Walz has violated his constitutional oath of office by concealing the widespread fraud within the state of Minnesota's administered programs.
Well, and what we've seen, we've had almost 500 whistleblowers that came forward. And really brought to attention the fraud that was taking place, and nothing was done. So a lot of those staffers, employees brought this, and the governor had the opportunity to do something about it and never did. So that's knowingly concealing fraud is part of the resolution here, part of the articles of impeachment.
You know, as well as, you know, these articles talking about he's violated by actions and omissions, interfering with the oversight. There's been a lot made about how this oversight has been on these state programs. Can you talk about from your point of view and your colleagues, the issues at hand with the oversight of this fraud that really has come to light lately and is in the national eye now?
Well, we know that the fraud has been going on for at least 10 years. This has been talked about. It's been discussed. There was news articles that came out 10 years ago about cash getting flown out of MSP, Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport. And at that time, there was millions. And what we've seen during that time is just this explosion of these government programs. Now, I've only been in office. This is my second term in the House. But we had an $18 billion surplus. And the federal attorney, Joe Thompson, was doing investigations into some of the money that was being frauded and estimated that at least $9 billion has been frauded through our government. So we're seeing that in the state of Minnesota. And when you have that much money being wasted, being frauded, who's responsible? Who's in charge? Ultimately, what it is the department heads are responsible first. The employees are supposed to report to the department heads. Department heads report to the governor. And the governor is supposed to take action, and nothing happened. There has not been a single person who has lost their job over this fraud. There's not a single person who has been let go. There's no accountability. And what we're seeing is that money is getting funneled into various organizations. It's being used in elections. We've seen just with the Feeding Our Future fraud, how the people who have been charged with those crimes donate heavily to the Democrat election campaign committees for various candidates. So we're seeing our taxpayer dollars getting funneled through these departments and used against the taxpayers themselves.
The third article of impeachment alleges that Governor Walz has failed to uphold his oath of office by placing political consideration above lawful administration. And again, by prioritizing political narratives over the disclosure of the failures. Can you talk about that?
Sure. We saw also when whistleblowers came forward and they said that a lot of the programs, at least the few of the specific whistleblowers, said that these were going to Somalian programs, entities, and were told that they didn't want to be considered racist, so they were told to drop it. Now, when you look at that, you can't tell me that's not politically motivated. You can't convince me otherwise. So there again, through these articles of impeachment, which are laid out in our Constitution, it's talked about corrupt conduct. And when we see this time and time again, how this money is being squandered and wasted, and it's really to prop up a political machine, this has got to stop. And that's where these articles of impeachment, they're meant to hold accountable government that has run amok.
What are you hearing from your fellow legislators across the state of Minnesota?
Well, we just came out with this recently, the articles of impeachment I've been working on for some time. I had a handful of representatives that I kept in the loop, Ben Davis, Krista Knudsen, Pam Altendorf, and Drew Roach. So we had all been talking about this for quite some time, didn't really make it public because we didn't know for sure if it was going to work out. As this became open, discussed it more with the party, I've gotten another couple representatives that have signed on to it today or said they're going to sign on to it. So we really got to work to expose this. But for some of the representatives, they're still looking through the paperwork because it is a process. It has to be done correctly in order for it to work. And we got to do our due diligence. So we've got more people coming on board all the time.
Now, I understand this can't be acted upon until legislative session begins in February. Does this require a majority support, or what are you going to need to get these articles through the House and into the Senate?
The first step, because we have a tied House, so the articles of impeachment have to start in the House of Representatives. But because we're tied in the state of Minnesota, it has to go through a committee where it's agreed upon the steps that take place as far as getting it through committee. And then it would go to the floor and up to a floor vote. And that's why I'm going to actually need at least one Democrat to sign on to this bill, because we would need a majority for it to pass through the House. If it passes through the House, then it goes to the Senate for what's really considered a trial. And the evidence comes forward, the senators work as a jury, basically, and it would take 2/3 vote in order to impeach the governor. And it is a lengthy process. It is a difficult process, but it's there in our Constitution for a reason, for when we see things exactly like what we're seeing now, massive amounts of fraud.
Do you feel that you're going to have the support of at least one Democrat in the House side?
You know, I think we will. I think there will be probably more than one, and I'm hoping there's more than one. At this part of the issue here is, if you don't condemn this fraud that's going on, you're complicit in it. We've seen, you know, the Democrats tell us about that all the time. When Trump had made a comment that was viewed as unsavory, that was the accusations leveled at us as Republicans. Well, if the Democrats do not get on board with impeachment for the fraud, then they are complicit in it as well. And really, when it comes down to it, this should not be a partisan issue, because we're here to serve the taxpayers of our great state. And if it just comes down to partisan politics, well, then who are we working for? Are we working for the party, or are we working for the people? So these articles of impeachment are there for the taxpayers and not political partisanship. Now, I understand that's difficult, but I would hope that we'd have actually many of the Democrat colleagues from the other side of the aisle getting on board with this, because We have to put the people first and political party second.
What is your message to the taxpayers and residents of Minnesota?
You know, I got involved in this, in politics. I work for a living. I own a small business. I raise my family. And I got involved because I was frustrated with the size of government, with the scope of government, just the way government is not serving the people. So after I got elected and the Democrats won the House, the Senate, and the governorship in the state, we ended up with the trifecta, and we saw $18 billion surplus squandered. We saw another $10 billion taxes raised. And this is unsustainable. We're looking at a $6 billion deficit in our state from one party control. We need balance. We need common sense. We need to put the people first instead of the parties. So I look for support on both sides of the aisle. And I'm reaching out to people as time goes on here. It's pretty early in the process, but I hope we can be successful.